let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It's been called the world's most famous missing child case. May 3rd, 2007, during the McCann family vacation in Portugal, three-year-old Madeline vanished from their hotel room just yards away from where the parents were dining. A worldwide manhunt ensued. International authorities ramped up their efforts. A veil of suspicion cast on everyone by law enforcement and loved ones alike. 12 years later, the case remains unsolved. Investigation Discovery examines the case of the missing toddler in the two-part special event, Madeline McCann, an ID Murder Mystery, premiering Sunday, April 7th, 9 Eastern Pacific. And featured is award-winning investigative journalist Diane Diamond. She knows the case well as she provided extensive coverage for publications such as Newsweek and The Daily Beast. A respected and well-connected reporter, regular appearances on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Today Show, Dr. Oz, many others. A best-selling author, she takes viewers behind the headlines with her popular nationally syndicated newspaper column. Diane Diamond, featured in Madeline McCann, an ID Murder Mystery, is back with us on This Week in America. Hi, Diane. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. That was quite an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, it is always a pleasure to have you on and get your perspective. And in this two-hour special, this takes us back and really closely examines the timeline leading up to Madeline's disappearance. Please take us back to that evening, May 3rd, 2007, and what happened that night?
Actually, it was 2003, but you're right, it was in May. Madeline's family, her two young twin siblings and her mom and dad, and a group of friends from Britain and their children all went to the seaside Portugal resort for a week-long vacation. And, it was great. They got to play with the kids all day. They put them to bed at night, just exhausted kids, 7 o'clock. And then, as was the routine, at 8:30, when the kids were fast asleep, the parents would all gather at the resort restaurant, which was on the other side of the swimming pool, about 80 yards away, and they'd have dinner. Now, they wrote in the reservation book every night that they wanted this particular table so they'd be close to the units and they could go back and check on the kids. Now, this is written in an open book that anybody passing by could have seen, that there are kids being left alone in these units. So that was one clue the Portuguese police should have looked at but did not. Every 15 or 20 minutes, the parents would go back and check on the kids, and at 10 o'clock, there's no Maddie. Suddenly, there's no Maddie. And the window right by the bed in which she was sleeping in this back unit is wide open. And, you know, immediately there's frantic response. The local police are called. The staff goes into emergency mode. Nobody can find Maddie. They search everywhere. They search until it's daybreak, and they can't find her. So that's when the tragedy begins. And then the second tragedy, in my opinion, is the Portuguese police zeroed in on the McCanns. They decided the parents had done something to this little girl,
yes,
and they were covering it up. And in my opinion, they wasted really valuable time.
Well, this was controversial from the beginning, from the standpoint of law enforcement. It almost appeared they were totally overmatched in this. In fact, I was reading they failed to get some DNA samples, like from the bedspread, the pillowcase, that type of thing.
Right, and fingerprints on the outside of the window. And, you know, they were very sluggish. It's like, you know, think of a police force in a seaside resort in a not third world country, but certainly not a fully developed country. And they just, like you say, they were overmatched. This was a dramatic, time-sensitive case, and they just didn't jump on it very fast. And the McCanns, both doctors, very accomplished, educated people, saw that. So they went to the British consulate. They got the British police involved. They got, ultimately, Scotland Yard involved. And this just made the Portuguese police madder at the McCanns. And they kept them under suspicion for a year, ignoring some other really important clues.
And there were clues, and you'll talk about those in the special. I got about a minute or so left. Talk about what we're going to find out in the special, because you're covering some new ground here as well.
Well, right. We went back to Portugal for this special. We're talking to the police there, so you will hear what they still think about this case today. And I'll tell you that we discovered it is still an active case, both from Scotland Yard's point of view and the Portuguese National Police. You see, the national force in Portugal took over this case because it was so mishandled at the local level. So you'll hear from all those people. And, you know, I hope that by keeping this alive and seeing what Maddie might look like today and seeing the layout of that resort, that A, parents are more vigilant when they go on vacation with their children, and most of all, that maybe someone somewhere will say, hey, I know a kid with that mark in her eye. She's about 16 years old. She looks like Maddie might have looked. That's what I hope happens.
Well, it's going to be riveting television. We're talking about Investigation Discovery, examining the case of the missing toddler, Madeline McCann, a two-part special event, Madeline McCann, an ID murder mystery, premiering Sunday, April 7th, 9 Eastern Pacific. One of those featured, Diane Diamondback, with us on the program. Diane, always a pleasure. Looking forward to the special. Hopefully we'll talk soon. Thank you for being with us once again.
My pleasure. Anytime.
You're listening to This Week in America. Of course, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.